right, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to TLTMT Talk with me, your host, Val Carey. And TLTMT Talk is the only place where you can candidly speak about all things relevant to that time of the month. So we are about to jump into the mood talk, the camp talk, the K talk, the TOTMT talk. You can talk to me live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on Facebook right now, but you can also call in. Our dial-in number is 516-418-5819. So if you want to talk, if you want to speak to me, if you want to weigh in on this topic that we're going to get into, definitely give me a call at 516-418-5819. I'm going to drop that number in the chat box on Facebook. Again, it's 516-418-5819. And today, we're talking about parents and periods. It's not an easy topic to talk about. And so call me to weigh in. Thanks for joining me. Weigh in at 516-418-5819. Okay, so what's new in period news? We touched on it the last time we were here a little bit, and I don't think in the Facebook community we got to talk about it, but there's a dad that went to Reddit asking for advice, I guess. Well, he just wanted to know if he was right or wrong for what he was doing, and I think he already knew that he was wrong, and that's just my personal opinion, but I want to hear what you have to say. So this particular dad has his daughter cleaning the house. That's her chore. It's not just her chore. That's her job. Her job is to clean the house, but it's also to cook. And if she's not cooking and cleaning, then dad's not purchasing her sanitary products, which I totally disagree with. Would love to know your thoughts on it. I'm just going to see what they're saying over on Instagram because I did do a poll. And so far, 100% of the people who answered the poll said that that's not right. I don't think it's right either. Sanitary products, a necessity. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. And as parents, particularly dads, you are supposed to provide and protect. So providing the basic, the essentials for your children, and your child just so happens to be going, has entered her menstrual phase, where she's now cycling on a monthly basis. So that's another expense that you're going to have to pay for, dad, just like you pay for dental work or you pay for private school. If you send your kids to private school, you pay for clothing, you pay for food, you pay for toiletries, toilet paper, and guess what? Menstrual products are part of those toiletries. What do you guys think? Let me know if you think that dad should make his daughter work for her product. So let's just say she's on her cycle. And, you know, during your cycle, you have a fluctuation of your hormones, and sometimes your energy levels may be low depending on what you're eating, what you're not eating, what you're doing. You may be overexerting yourself. And so she may not be in the mood or even have the capacity to cook and clean because, you know, her energy is low. And so if she doesn't cook and clean and she's on her menstrual cycle, so then what? She runs out of products the next month. You don't pay for her products, her menstrual products. I have a big issue with that. If you're joining me now, if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about parents and periods, but more specifically, there's a dad that has taken to Reddit, to the Reddit community, and he was asking, wanted to know if his actions were correct. Was he right or wrong for making his daughter do housework and cook in exchange for him to purchase her menstrual products. That's a lot right now for me to even take in. If you want to comment on that, you can comment in the chat box, or you can call up at 516-418-5819. This is Menstrual Monday here on TLTM Tea Talk. We're going to be coming to you on Wednesdays, so Wellness Wednesdays again. This time we'll be taken to chat. I said chat house? Clubhouse. Yeah, we're gonna be taking this conversation to Clubhouse on Wednesdays. We're here on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio, and then it goes out to iTunes and all of those other platforms on Mondays, on Mr. Monday. So if you like what you're hearing, if you have a question, we have this thing called the Tea Bag. It's you can email us at teatalk@itsmycotm.com. And if you have any questions in regards to periods, menstrual cycles, you can always send us an email. I think that Dad should have sent us an email prior to doing what he did. But also look, you know, within your community. There are resources around you. If you're not sure how to deal with your daughter when she's having her cycle or even know how to speak to her, there are a lot of people in this space that are more than willing to assist, especially single dads. I don't know if this dad is single or not. And if anyone was able to locate that thread on Reddit, please send it to me, tag me in it. I'm interested in knowing, you know, I have questions. Like, is this dad a single dad? Does he have a wife? I don't think he has a wife. Well, not an active wife. I just can't see him having a wife and being able to do that in the home. So is this a single dad? How old is his daughter? Did she just start it having her cycle? Does she work? Does she have a part-time job? You know, so, I mean, on the surface, I'm going to say that I don't agree with dad's actions. But, you know, everyone's situation is different. You know, there may be some financial restraints in the home that we don't know about. But even still, so as a man, as a dad, provide and protect. Those are your you're just charged with those two things, provide and protect, and then some love. But provide and protect, and you're not providing, and you're definitely not protecting her well-being, her mental status, I feel, or, you know, her outlook, you know, towards menstrual cycles. She may be looking at the menstrual cycle as something that is not such a great thing, because now she's charged with having to work for the basic necessities. The basic necessities. And if, in fact, you know, we're already, as women, we're already, you know, stacked up, you know, things are stacked up against us, you know, out in the workforce, out in society when it deals with our menstrual cycles. We don't necessarily have to have that, you know, facing that in our homes as well, you know, challenges, you know, especially from the people that are supposed to really protect you, you know, the people that you really confide in, the people that you, you know, believe that are supposed to protect you. Okay, I'm taking a minute to have a sip of tea because it is TLTM Tea Talk, and that's what I do, even in the summertime. And it hasn't really felt like summer here in New York. I don't know why, but, oh, this is so good, green tea. And so when you're on your cycle, there's so many different teas that you can and should be drinking, and I'm going to be dropping those TLTM tips in our Facebook group. So if you're not a part of this Facebook group, join us at TLTM time of the month. We are still in the middle of a pandemic, hoping that we come out of it soon, much sooner than later. Prior to the pandemic, I started this segment on TOTM Tea Talk called Is It TOTM Friendly? And we're talking about restrooms. So are the restrooms TOTM friendly? If you come across a TOTM friendly restroom, definitely DM us, send us a email at ttalk at itsmytotm.com. I know a lot of people aren't going out right now, again, due to the pandemic, but I'm really hopeful that soon, sooner rather than later, we'll be moving about the country, moving about the world more freely. People will be able to access, you know, the things that we once, you know, took for granted, like being able to sit down in a restaurant and eat without having to show your papers, as if we're living under some sort of Gestapo regime. But I digress. So during this pandemic, so this is the question for next week. Have you noticed that your period has changed? Because for some people, they've noticed a change in their periods, their menstrual cycles, whether it's due to stress, whether it's due to them taking a shot or not. So the question is, have you noticed any changes in your menstrual cycle since we've been in this pandemic? And it could also have changed due to your weight. Your weight could have affected it. And some of us, I don't want to say a lot of us, but some of us have gained, they're calling the COVID-19, the 19 pounds, like 20 pounds during this this phase of the pandemic. So, yeah. If you've noticed a change and if you care to share, definitely drop us a line at ttalk at itsmytotm.com. Just check in the chat room over here. There's no one in the chat room. And again, if you want, you can call in at 516-418-5819. You're tuning in to TOTM T-Talk here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live with me, Val Kelly. And if you're listening to the replay, whether it's on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, or iTunes, or any one of the other platforms, thanks for joining. We're going to be bringing this show to you every Monday at 2 p.m. And then, of course, the replay will be available for you to download at any given time. And this is the place where we can candidly speak about all things relevant to that time of the month. And right now we're just discussing this one guy, this man, this dad, who thought in his infinite wisdom to charge his daughter by making her do chores in the house. Chores. Not just chores, but clean up the house. This is her job. Her job is to clean up the house and to cook. And I'm really, really curious as to know how old is this young lady. I even want to know what state they live in. Because maybe perhaps you know, the menstrual products are being taxed in his state and he cannot afford the tax. You know, there is a thing called the tampon tax, or in some states, fortunately here in New York State, they have abolished the tampon tax. I don't feel that tampons or tampons or pads or cups, menstrual cups, I don't feel that menstrual products should be taxed. And that is another conversation that we will have another day. I actually talked about this on a show a couple of years ago about the tampon tax. It's similar to just like the pink tax. Like women are charged more for the same product as men. So a pink razor costs more than a blue razor, but it does the same thing. You go to dry cleaners and your blouse, just a blouse, cost more than a man's shirt. It's very biased and against women. And so with the tampon tax, our products have been taxed. And I'm not sure at the rate of what is being taxed, but it obviously is being taxed at a higher rate at other than, you know, some products. But New York State has abolished that tampon tax. And there's about 14 states that no longer have the tampon tax. And I will put a list of those states in our Facebook group. Again, if you're not a part of the Facebook group, I don't know why, where have you been, you need to join us. So I'm going to be sharing that in our Facebook group. So if, in fact, just now, I see a one of our friends jumping into the chat room who happens to be a male. Hey, David, Blue. Hi. Weird. I can chat on my laptop, but not through the phone. Just wanted to say hey. Thanks for jumping in, and thanks for saying hey. David used to he used to work on set when we were doing this show live in New York and Brooklyn. We were doing TV, public access. So thanks for joining, David. I can definitely use some assistance with this, you know, computer world. You know, just because it's on Facebook Live, it's not just Facebook Live. We're actually doing radio at the same time, and it's a podcast, and we're throwing it all out. So, and again, not being able to go into the studio during this pandemic era has been very challenging, and I hope that everyone is staying as safe as possible, whatever your decision is, whether or not you decide to, you know, take the shot or not take the shot. That's a personal choice. Me personally, I don't feel that we should be demonizing anyone who chooses not to, and I also don't feel that people should be questioning and asking, like, oh, did you take the shot? I feel that everyone should govern themselves accordingly as if no one has taken a shot, meaning socially distance yourself from people that you encounter, wear your mask, and practice healthy hygiene practices. And if you're doing that, then chances are your chances of actually contracting this virus will be lower than if you are just touching everything and touching your face and not wearing a mask and, you know, stay safe during this time so that the world can get back to some sort of normalcy where we are not being as critical of others and judgmental and bullying. That's not right. Hey, Barb. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for, so in the chat room, Barbara Williams says, that's a good point. And if you actually want to verbalize that, Barb, you can call and tune in. You can actually, like, verbalize that, tuning in and calling in to 516-418-5819. If anyone has a question that they want to ask or add to the conversation, you can pick up the phone, call me at 516-418-5819. And so also coming from the chat room, Barb says, get tested regularly, even if you're vaccinated. I'm going to have to piggyback off of that, Barbara, because even though you're vaccinated, it has been proven and it has been said that you can still not only get the virus, you can also transmit the virus. You can get it and you can also give it to people. So yes, you still should actually get tested regularly, even if you are vaccinated. And even if you are vaccinated, still practice healthy hygiene, you know, practices like wash your hands and spray your surfaces with antibacterial things. Okay, so we do have a caller, and I'm picking up caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Barbara Williams, and I am from Brooklyn. Can you hear me?
Hey, Barbara. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me fine?
Yes, this is great what you're doing. I love this. This is the first time I've ever been able to do this. It's wonderful. Thank you for bringing us into technology 2021.
I'm still challenged. I'm very challenged because I'm really trying to operate on different platforms. So we're going to get all the kinks out of it. But thank you for tuning in and thank you for calling in. Did you get an opportunity to hear about the man, the dad who's having his daughter work for her menstrual products?
No. No.
Yes.
It ain't so. Say it ain't so. Are you
no.
kidding me?
It is. No, I'm not kidding you. And I actually, I'm going to post it in our Facebook group. I still have not looked at this article. Well, it's not necessarily an article. It's on Reddit, and he went to the Reddit community and wanted to know if he was wrong for making his daughter clean the house and cook. So I have questions. I have a lot of questions. Like, how does this daughter, does she work like a part-time job? And are they like living below the poverty line where if he has to make her do something in exchange for her menstrual products, which is something that, you know, every woman, in my personal opinion, I feel should have access to it for free.
Exactly.
So
this should be something that's given to children, especially in school, for free.
Yes. Here in New York State, I'm glad to hear that they're now offering menstrual products for free in schools, which is something that it's a toiletry for the female population, but also for menstruators. So,
right.
Yeah, it
should
be
provided.
But my
question to you is, I like the way the city is willing to step up, right? But things are different now from when we were younger when I was younger. And there are so many products out there that are better for our health. And so some of these products cause cancer. And my question to you is, are they doing it due diligence when it comes to deciding which products? And are they also looking into the WMBE to purchase the products? So those would be two main products. Questions.
Oh my gosh, Bob, those are great questions. And you know, I actually am so excited because I've been advocating for healthy products for years through this show, since I started doing the show back in, what was that, 2010. I'm now happy to say that I am, you know, TOTM now is a MWBE, and we have become a vendor for New York State for the Department of Education, and we now we actually can provide 100% organic cotton pads and tampons. So I'm in the process of doing that myself. I'm not sure what type of due diligence that the city does in regards to purchasing products. You know, the decision makers, some of them, they just may really be looking at cost as opposed to quality. And
right.
I have been saying time and time again, the conventional products that have been on the market for years and years and years that we have accustomed. Oh my gosh, the show is about to end in 90 seconds. Well,
really?
Well,
not
our show here on Facebook, but on Blog Talk, because we're a 30-minute show. So just to say this really quickly, and Bob, we're going to continue this conversation off of Blog Talk. And those that are listening to this recording, if you want more of the story, come over to the Facebook group, and you'll be able to hear the answer to this question that I'm about to answer to our caller, Barbara Williams. So I want to thank everyone on Facebook. You stay there. We're still here. But on this recording, on this podcast, we're cutting it off. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to TOTM Tea Talk here on Blog Talk Radio and on iHeart and on SoundCloud and on iTunes. Come back, download, and you can be a part of the live conversation Mondays at 2 p.m. Ladies, remember to always do a self-examination 1 week after your TOTM. And so until next time we speak, may TOTM be a happy one.